Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I'm Konstantinos, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Türk Telekom conference call and live webcast to present and discuss the 2024 full year and Q4 financial and operational results. We are here with the management team, and today's speakers are CEO Ümit Önal and CFO Kaan Aktan. Before starting, I kindly remind you to review the disclaimer on the earnings presentation. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ümit Önal, CEO. Sir, you may now proceed.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our 2024 fourth quarter and year-end results conference call. Thank you for joining us today. Trade wars, strong dollar, and higher for longer interest rates have topped global agenda in the aftermath of November elections in the US. At home, the disinflation process continued with CPI closing the year at 44.4% and further falling to 39.1% as of February. Yet, on a monthly basis, the CPI surged by 5% in the first month of the year, the highest since January 24, and up from a 1% increase in December, before resuming to 2.3% in February. In response, the CBRT started its awaited easing cycle by reducing the policy rate by 250 basis points in December, January and March meetings each, taking it down to 42.5% from 50% earlier. In its January price developments report, the bank said underlying inflation posted a temporary rise specific to the first quarter. Nevertheless, the bank has revised up its 2025 and inflation forecast to 24% from 21% earlier. We closed another challenging year with a guidance-beating performance. While fixed internet and mobile both delivered robust KPIs beyond our expectations, all areas of operation nicely supported a healthy set of consolidated financials. Mobile and fixed internet markets remained highly competitive in Q4 amid operators' high appetite for securing as many net adds as possible before year-end. Data consumption moved with routine seasonality and stayed strong, once again confirming robust consumer demand. Now, starting with annual financial and operational overview on slide number 3. Consolidated revenues grew to 162 billion TL, with almost 12% increase year-on-year. Excluding the IFRIC 12 accounting impact, revenue growth was well above 12%. EBITDA rose to 63 billion TL with a 30% steep increase from last year, while EBITDA margin exceeded 39% with a robust 560 basis points year-on-year improvement. Net profit for the period came in at 8.5 billion TL. CAPEX reached 41 billion TL. Unlevered free cash flow was almost 18 billion TL, growing by 75% and once again underlining the strong operational performance. Net leverage improved to 0.8 times. Moving on to slide number 4, quarterly performance. Consolidated revenues came close to 46 billion TL with more than 20% increase year-on-year. Excluding the IFRIC 12 accounting impact, revenue growth was well above 17%. Consolidated EBITDA surged 45% annually to 18 billion TL with an impressive 680 basis points expansion in EBITDA margin exceeding 39%. CAPEX spending expectedly accelerated in the final quarter to 17 billion TL. Slide number 5, net subscriber additions. With a flattish performance Q-on-Q. We closed the year with 53.2 million subscribers in total. However, excluding the 192,000 loss in the fixed voice segment and 354,000 write-down in TV Go subscriber base, quarterly net additions were as high as 488,000 despite typical low seasonality in Q4. With that, fixed internet and mobile net adds reached 169,000 and 1.1 million for the full year, along with rather low 1.5% and 2.1% monthly churn rates, respectively. Fixed broadband base inched up to 15.4 million with 81,000 net subscriber gain in Q4, a performance led by the retail segment comparing higher to prior quarter and our expectation. Increased variety in regional tariffs and exclusive offers to the online channel helped revive new activations and successfully manage recontracting. Churn rate inched down both Q-on-Q and year-on-year as a result. In the mobile sector, despite a competitive December leading the spike in our quarterly churn rate, we managed to beat our net add target for the quarter thanks to a better-than-expected performance in the prepaid segment and an in-line but once again stunning performance in the postpaid segment. Recording 357,000 net adds in the final quarter, well ahead of the competitors, mobile segment reached 27.3 million customers. Net adds went beyond seasonal trends and marked the highest Q4 performance since 2018. Postpaid base added 540,000 subscribers. Prepaid segment, on the other hand, posted a relatively contained 183,000 net loss. Slide number 6, fixed broadband performance. The price revisions we introduced in July on wholesale tariffs and in June and August for new and existing customers on retail tariffs and other ISPs' adaptation process to these actions continued shaping Q4 subscriber dynamics in the fixed internet market. Although retail market price parities remained distant to first half of 2023 levels, some normalization over the July-November period, in addition to consumers becoming more accustomed to new price levels, led to a better net add performance. That said, we have recently revised our retail tariff prices, becoming effective from mid-March. Recontracting and upselling performances remained very strong and within our targets in the final quarter. Volumes in both surpassed the levels seen a quarter ago. In continuation of strong demand for high speed, 50 Mbps and above packages made 70% of new sales, and 35 Mbps and above packages made 66% of recontracting in the final quarter. Average package speed of our subscriber base increased by 47% year-on-year to 67 Mbps. 48% of our subscribers now use 50 Mbps and above packages compared to 34% a year ago. Throughout 2024, we managed activations and churn with a high focus on ARPU. We delivered the acceleration we looked for in FBB ARPU growth, especially more visibly in the second half of the year. Consequently, Q4 ARPU growth came extremely strong at 19%, taking the full-year growth to 13% almost. Capitalizing on an increasing volume of contract renewals in 2025 will be at the center of our strategies to support ARPU growth through recontracting and upselling, in addition to new acquisitions. As such, We are confident that we will attain strong ARPU and revenue growth in our fixed internet business this year. Moving on to mobile performance, slide number seven. Subscriber acquisition remained at the heart of mobile operators' Q4 strategies and dominated competition dynamics, which largely revolved around the postpaid segment, as postpaidization continued to be the trend in customer preferences. While other operators' promotional activities were limited to relatively short-lived attractive tariffs in October and November, competition geared up to its highest in December. Initiated by the incumbent, all operators competed in an intense subscriber race shaped by aggressive campaigns, which remained open almost for the whole month and offered deep discounts to mass tariffs. Nevertheless, following a muted Q4 in pricing, all mobile operators took the first pricing action of 2025 in January. MNP market reached a historic high in size as a result of the heavy promotional activities. Though disturbing, December alone did not change our long-standing position as the leader and the most preferred operator of the MNP market in the quarter. 1.1 million of mobile net adds stood far ahead of the competition for the full year. Postpaid net adds totaled 1.9 million, historically highest level in a year, growing the postpaid base by more than 10% year-on-year. Once again, we managed to record a sizable subscriber expansion without cannibalizing ARPU growth. In a strong trend, mobile blended ARPU growth further accelerated in Q4 to 20% year-on-year from 17% a quarter ago, with 5% contraction in the prepaid segment and 24% expansion in the postpaid segment. This has taken full-year mobile blended ARPU growth to 17%. Finally, the ratio of postpaid subscribers in total portfolio reached 75%. Our mobile business portrayed many of its growing strengths in solid numbers over 2024, proving our position, which has evolved from a late entrant or a challenger into a game changer in the sector over years. From total net adds to ARPU growth and to subscriber market share gains, we came out as a winner thanks to our effective strategy we have actively pursued over the past few years. We have managed to increase our subscriber and service revenue market shares together. Although this performance sets a high base ahead, we believe we will continue our robust subscriber and ARPU growth over 2025. On slide number eight, let's take a look at our past year performance versus our guidance. We delivered a truly remarkable performance in the final quarter and pleasantly closed 2024 ahead of our full year guidance. Our flagship businesses, fixed internet and mobile, both presented robust results, nurtured by our leading investments and superior human talent. 12.4% operating revenue growth compared favorably to our expectation, as we had formed our 11 to 13% growth guidance range under the assumption of a 42% year-end CPI versus realized 44%. EBITDA margin beat our 38% guidance by 110 basis points, thanks mainly to strong operational performance. 25.7% CAPEX intensity ratio stood well below our 27 to 28% guidance range. This was largely owing to deferred fiber investments, mostly in brownfield projects, meaning FTTC to FTTH conversions and unrealized data center investments. A mild quarterly inflation and stable currency also helped. Now, moving on to 2025 outlook on slide number 9. When forming our guidance, we assumed mid to high 20s inflation rate by year end. Accordingly, we expect our operating revenue to grow in the range of 8 to 9%, along with continued subscriber base expansion, dynamic pricing, and robust upselling and recontracting performance. 39.1% reported EBITDA margin, which included the insurance income and donation expense related to February 2023 earthquakes, would have been 37.7% if we included the one-off net positive impact of those items. It is important to note that we had formed our guidance in early 2024 inclusive of both items. Still, the basis for comparison to 2025 EBITDA margin guidance should be 37.7%, excluding the non-recurring one-off items. With that, we see our like-for-like EBITDA margin improving by 230 basis points year-on-year to 38 to 40% range. Finally, we expect the CAPEX intensity to increase to 28 to 29% as some of the spending expected to be incurred last year has shifted to this year as explained. We also expect the volume of FTTH conversions to pick up year on year. This is an area of investment that we can monetize in a reasonably quick period of time, and that significantly improves customer experience and customer retention. Finally, on slide number 10, we are delighted to share that we made it to CDP's global A list. Türk Telekom has been recognized at the leadership level in corporate sustainability by CDP. Whilst embracing this significant milestone, we remain committed to further advancing our sustainability efforts. In 2024 CDP reporting, we presented our full carbon inventory at the group level and expanded our analysis of risks and opportunities. We have further integrated sustainability management into the group's corporate structure, ensuring a more cohesive and strategic approach. Finally, we set emission reduction targets and made our commitment to the science-based targets initiative. Before I close my presentation, I would like to mention that putting together more than 12% real growth in operational revenue, supported by 13% and 17% respective FBB and mobile ARPU increases, 30% real growth in EBITDA, supported by 560 basis points improvement in EBITDA margin, and a 75% real growth in free cash flow is a remarkable effort. Although a hugely successful 2024 sets a high base ahead, we are encouraged by our ever-strong positioning in our business segments and unique capabilities, which together enable us to once again target ambitious goals for this year. Thank you. Kaan, the floor is yours now.
Thank you very much. Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. We are now on slide 12 with financial performance. Consolidated revenues increased to 46 billion lira from 38 billion a year ago as growth rate peaked in the final quarter of the year. 20% plus growth in this quarter is owed to a very strong mobile performance and supported by fixed broadband and ICT revenues. Fixed internet and mobile together made 75% of operating revenue. The two lines of business make the largest contribution to growth with almost 6 billion lira higher revenues in total year over year. ARPU performances remained robust across the board in the final quarter. That combined with respective average subscriber base expansion in excess of 1% and 4% in fixed internet and mobile has driven the robust revenue performances. Annual growth in corporate data accelerated from the previous quarter as repricing of long-term contracts in certain product groups continued. International revenue contracted as the change in euro-lira exchange rate remained well below inflation in the period, Voice revenue also continued contracting year-over-year in euro terms. Looking into full-year performance, excluding the IFRIC 12 accounting impact, revenue was 152 billion lira, up more than 12% year-over-year. Moving on to EBITDA, on the OPEX front, direct costs rose 15% annually in the fourth quarter, with interconnection costs coming down 22% in continuation of its downward trend. This was once again driven by the predetermined regulatory cut in NTRs, which took effect at the beginning of the year. Increase in bad debt cost was largely caused by the low base amid reversal of some reserves in the same period of last year, as well as the reserve taken against collection risk in certain projects. Finally, increase in equipment technology sales cost was parallel to the surge in revenues from ICT solutions offered by Türk Telekom subsidiary Innova. Commercial costs went up 24% year over year, whereas other costs declined 6%. Under commercial costs, higher marketing, advertising, brand and corporate communication expenses led the annual change. Under the other cost item, while network expense dropped 4%, personnel costs jumped 25%. The latter resultant of the agreement reached with the labor union in November, which has become effective from September. Other costs also included the net positive impact of the remaining balances of February 2023 earthquake-related insurance income and donation expense. Consequently, OPEX to sales ratio rose to 61% from 59 a quarter ago, but still stayed well below 67 in the same period of last year, thanks to continued improvement in operational leverage. Consolidated EBITDA surged 45% annually to 18 billion lira from 12 billion in the same period of last year. An impressive 680 basis point expansion took EBITDA margin to just below 40% mark. Further down, operating profit was 16 billion lira in the fourth quarter, comparing significantly higher to 1 billion operating loss in the prior year. The drivers behind the improvement are, first, significantly better operating performance, and second, a change in the calculation of amortization expense starting from the beginning of 2024. The adjustment has been applied for the amortization expense of the related assets starting from 2024, but has been recorded as a one-time adjustment in the fourth quarter and compares favorably to earlier methodology that used to amortize these assets until 2026, which is the expiry of the current concession agreement. Recall that a similar change was implemented in the first quarter of the year for the depreciation of concession-related tangible fixed-line assets, again starting from the beginning of 2024. Coming to the bottom line, 5 billion lira of net financial expense dropped 30% and 28% respectively on annual and quarterly basis, thanks to a stable lira and declining interest rates, which together pushed the interest and hedging costs down. On full-year basis, net financial expense dropped 3% from last year to 25 billion lira, thanks to maintained calm in financial markets and our successful management of financial risk in this environment. Finally, we recorded 11 billion lira of tax expense in the final quarter. The sizable balance was mainly driven by the net value of three factors coming together. First, writing down some of the earlier tax assets which were recognized for prior year losses or investment incentives and have become idle as per the new Turkish corporate tax legislation clause on minimum corporate tax. And second, indexation of last year's tax assets to fourth quarter as per the inflation accounting principles, and the gap between PPI and CPI in the quarter, and finally, regular annual assessment of future utilization of existing tax assets. Together, they have pushed up the effective tax rate for the period to 72%, which would have been close to 25% in the absence of their one-off impact. It's important to note that the large deferred tax expense recorded has limited implication for the near-term cash flows. The total impact should materialize gradually over a long period of time. As a result, we generated 4 billion lira of net income in the final quarter, which has carried the full year figure to 8.5 billion in total. We are now moving on to next slide 13, CapEx spending expectedly accelerated in the final quarter and reached 41 billion lira for the full year. As usual, fixed line CapEx, most importantly the fiber access and core network investments, took the lion's share in total with nearly 50% weight. 20% of spending went to mobile, while another 15% went to IT and project investments and the rest to other investments. Moving on to slide 14 with debt profile, net debt to EBITDA fell to 0.8 multiple from 1.2 multiple as of the end of 2023 thanks to a stable macro environment and the continuously improving operational performance. The reminder, the outstanding $200 million balance of the February 2025 Eurobond has been paid recently. That means we now have, as of today, a single tranche of $500 million sustainability note in circulation. We feel that our balance sheet is in good shape given both the current level of leverage and the operational outlook ahead. Cash and cash equivalents, of which 36% is FX-based, total 7.5 billion lira. This excludes the $260 million US dollar equivalent of FX protected time deposit that we book under financial investments. The share of local currency borrowings within the total debt portfolio was 15%. The FX exposure included US dollar equivalent of 1.9 billion lira of FX denominated debt, 1.6 billion of total hedge position, and 80 million of hard currency cash. The hedge amount included as well 260 million US dollar equivalent of FX protected time deposits, unchanged from the last year. We are now on slide 15. We closed 2024 with 170 million US dollar short FX position, excluding the ineffective portion of the hedge portfolio, namely the participating cross-currency swap contracts. Our short position was 300 million US dollar, a comfortable level within our board approved limit. According to the sensitivity of the P&L statement to exchange rate movements, a 10% depreciation of lira would have negative 1.1 billion lira impact on fourth quarter profit before tax, assuming all as constant. Similarly, a 10% appreciation of lira would have a positive 1.4 billion lira impact. Finally, we generated close to 7 billion lira of unlevered free cash flow in the last quarter, which took the full year number to 18 billion, with an impressive 75% increase year over year, thanks to a robust operational performance throughout the year. Now, this will conclude my presentation. We can now open up the Q&A session.
The first question comes from the line of Singh Madhvendra with HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my question. My first question is on the competitive environment in Turkey. If you could talk about that. I think you said during Q4, mobile competition was very tough. So what do you mean by that? What kind of price actions did you see during that period? And has it gotten better or worse since then in Q1? If you could talk about that. Is that the similar trend you are seeing in the fixed side as well on the competition? So, if you could talk about that as well. And then my second question is on the 5G license. So is there any indication on timeline and how comfortable you are with your current balance sheet leverage position to meet any payments required for the license, as well as any payment you might have for fixed concession renewal as well? So yeah, these are the two questions. Thank you.
Teşekkür ederim sorunuz için. Mobil rekabet koşullarından başlayayım. Mobil pazarda rekabet 2024'ün evet son çeyreğinde son derece yoğundu ve aynı rekabet ortamı şu anda devam ediyor diyelim.
Thank you very much for your questions. First, I will start with your first question related to the competitive environment in the mobile. Just like you said, it was an intensive competitive environment in Q4 and still goes on.
Öte yandan 2024 yılının ta en başından bu yana operatörlerin abone odağının arttığını ve rekabetin zaman zaman da dönemsel kampanyalarla agresifleştiğini de gördük.
On the other hand, since the beginning of 2024, we have observed that operators focus more on subscribers and competition became more aggressive with periodic campaigns.
Fakat Aralık ayında hakim operatörün açtığı teklifle rekabet yılın zirvesine tırmandı ve diğer operatörlerin de dahil olduğu yoğun abone yarışı daha uzun ve daha agresif bir kampanya dönemine girdi.
However, competition reached its peak in December with the incumbent operators' aggressive offers, which subsequently, the intense subscriber race involving all operators and it was shaped by longer term and more aggressive campaigns.
Numara taşıma pazarı Aralık ayında bugüne kadarki en yüksek hacmine ulaştı.
The MNP market reached its highest volume ever in December so far.
Fakat gururla paylaşacağımız birkaç gelişme yaşadık. Bunlardan müsaadenizle bahsetmek istiyorum.
However, we have had some developments that we are proud to share.
Türk Telekom Mobil 2024 yılında toplam abone pazarını %4'ün üzerinde genişletti ve 1.1 milyon toplam net abone kazanımı elde etti.
Türk Telekom Mobil expanded its total subscriber base in 2024 by 1.1 million total subscriber additions, clearly outperforming.
Tabii bu bize rekabetin açık ara önüne geçme sonucunu getirdi.
And of course this way we were able to be far ahead of the competition.
Üstelik bunu ARPU büyümesini seyretmeden yine rakiplerin çok üzerinde %17'lik bir ARPU büyümesi kaydederek gerçekleştirdik. Bu net 1.1 milyon abone kazanımını.
And moreover we have achieved this result without slowing our ARPU growth, again outperforming our competitors by 17% ARPU growth. What I mean is 1.1 million subscriber additions.
Tabii yılın bütününde net 1.94 milyonluk faturalı abone kazandık ve bugüne kadarki en yüksek rakamdı bu rakam.
And within the year we added 1.94 million net postpaid subscribers in the full year which is the highest level ever.
Özetle mobil iş kolumuz pazarda büyüyen gücünü 2024 yılında sağlam rakamlarla kanıtladı ve sektöre geç giren bir oyuncudan yıllar içerisinde oyunun kurallarını değiştiren bir oyuncuya dönüşmemizi de ortaya koydu.
In summary, our mobile business portrayed its growing strength in solid numbers over 2024, proving our position which has evolved from a late entrant into the market and into a game changer in the sector over years.
Son birkaç yılda aktif olarak izlediğimiz etkili stratejimiz sayesinde net abone kazanımından ARPU büyümesine ve abone pazar payına kadar her alanda birinci olduk.
From total net adds to ARPU growth and to subscriber market share gains, we came out as a winner thanks to our effective strategy we have actively pursued over the past few years.
Hem abone hem servis gelir payı, pazar payımızı aynı anda arttırmayı başarmak çok büyük bir kazanım bizim açımızdan.
I mean it's a huge win for us that we have managed to increase our subscriber and service revenue market shares together.
Abone pazar payımızı yükseltirken bir taraftan ARPU'muzu da diğer operatörlerden kat be kat fazla yüksek oranda arttırmamız hem Türk Telekom'un diğer operatörlere kıyasla nasıl konumlandığını hem de olgunlaşan pazar koşullarının bir göstergesi aynı zamanda.
The fact that we have increased our ARPU at a higher rate than other operators while growing our subscriber market share is an indicator of both Türk Telekom's positioning compared to other operators and the maturing of the market conditions.
Tabii 2025 yılı içinde benzer şekilde fiyatlama, ARPU, abone kazanım dengesini bu ivmeyi aynen sürdürmeyi planlıyoruz.
And for 2025 we want to continue with our balance of pricing, ARPU and subscriber gain.
Sabit taraftan çok kısa birkaç şey bahsetmek isterim.
I would also like to inform you briefly about the fixed side.
2024'ün son çeyreğinde sabit geniş bant iş kolumuzda da net abone kazanımları beklentimizin üzerinde ve geçen yılın aynı dönemiyle benzer olarak gerçekleşti.
In the last quarter of 2024, net subscriber additions in our fixed broadband business were above our expectations and similar to the same period last year.
Tabi Haziran ve Ağustos'ta perakende yeni müşteri ve mevcut müşteri tarifelerine bir zam yaptık. Ve pazar bu aksiyonlarımıza uyumlanma süreci etkili olmaya devam etti. Pazarın bu aksiyonlarımıza uyumlanma süreci.
And the price updates we made in July for wholesale and June and August for retail and even existing customer tariffs we have made and the market adaptation process to these actions continues.
Toptan fiyatlardaki artış sonrasında perakende pazarda rakip fiyat güncellemeleri aslında Temmuz ayından sonra Kasım'a kadar sürdü. Temmuz 2023'ten bu yana diğer oyuncular lehine açılmış olan fiyat paritelerinin hala eski seviyelerine gelmemiş olduğunu da görüyoruz.
After the increase in wholesale prices, the price updates of competitors in the retail market continued till July until November, but we see that the price parities that have been offered in favor of other players since July 2023 have not yet returned to their previous levels.
Yine 2024 yılında ARPU büyüme odağımızı koruyarak aktivasyon ve churn yönetimini de başarılı yaptık diye düşünüyoruz.
Again, we believe in 2024 we maintained our focus on ARPU growth and managed activation and churn.
Bu yılın Mart ayında Mart ayı ortasında yine yani Mart ayının ilk 10 gününde diyelim ortalarında bir basit ortalamayla %16 civarında bir zammımız devreye girecek.
Again, this year in March, around mid-March, let's say in the first 10 days of March, we are going to have another price increase.
2025'te enflasyonun aşağı yönlü eğilimini sürdürmesini bekliyoruz. Aksiyonlarımızı da yine 2024'te olduğu gibi enflasyon verisini ve pazar dinamiklerini yakından takip ederek almayı planlıyoruz. ARPU büyümesinin kuvvetli seyrini 2025 yılında da sürdürmesini hedefliyoruz. Bu anlamda yeni satış fiyatlarımızda biraz evvel bahsettiğim üzere Mart ortasından itibaren geçerli olacak şekilde %16 zamlamayla devreye aldık.
We expect that inflation is going to continue with its downward trend in 2025 and we are going to take all our pricing and subscriber related actions accordingly. We believe that our ARPU growth is going to proceed in strength in 2025 and as I just said, we have already applied a price revision of 16% by simple average in mid-March for the new sales.
Rekabetle ilgili bu uzun paylaşımı sabırla dinlediğiniz için teşekkür ettikten sonra 5G ile ilgili kısa bilgiler vermek istiyorum.
Thank you very much for your patience for listening to me for all the long information that I have shared with you and I'd like to proceed with your second question related to 5G.
Tabii 5G konusunda aslında benzer şekilde ilgili bakanlığın ve bakanımızın 5G ile ilgili takvimi ve 5G'nin mimarisini, frekans mimarisini ve diğer teknik detayları açıklamasını beklediğimiz bir dönemdeyiz.
Related to 5G, we are actually in a period where we are actually expecting the relevant minister to make the announcement on the architectural related to frequency and all the technical details and calendar.
Bir taraftan sizin de bildiğiniz gibi ve çok kez de paylaştığımız gibi zaten şimdiye tek yatırımlarımızı hep 5G'ye uyumlu olarak yapa gelmiştik.
As we have shared for so long, we have been continuing our investments on our network, which is compatible with 5G.
Yine bu yeni 5G ihalesinde de tıpkı 2015 yılında gerçekleşen 4.5G ihalesinde olduğu gibi frekans başına en optimum maliyetle frekans ihalesine girecek rekabetin ivmelenen Türk Telekom'un mobildeki başarısını daha da yukarı taşıyacak şekilde şekillendirecek bir strateji üzerine de çalışmaktayız.
Just like we have had in 4.5G tender which has happened in 2025, we are focusing on to get the most optimum frequency with the most optimum cost of course and our strategy is based on strengthening our success in mobile already.
Hem finansal hem operasyonel olarak 5G'ye çok iyi şekilde hazırlandığımızı söyleyebiliriz.
We can tell you that we are getting ready for 5G very good both financially and operationally.
And let me add few things. to our ability of the company to finance this sizable project. First, I mean, we improved the operational performance, we improved the cash flow generation, and looking at the outlook, we also see that the improvement will continue. That's the first thing. And the second is, we have now a far better ability to access different instruments when it comes to funding those projects. Either it's our local instruments or international instruments. And we also see that there is great demand, there is a healthy demand for Turkish credit. And last, we just disclosed our numbers. We are now at 0.8 multiple when it comes to the leverage point. I think we have a very comfortable room for adding new borrowings and to be able to finance the upcoming 5G and potential fixed line concession renewal.
Mr. Singh, have you finished with your questions?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bystrova Evgenia with Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello. Thank you very much for the presentation and congrats on the results. I have a few follow-ups on previous questions. So regarding your tariffs, you mentioned that there was a tariff increase on your fixed site in March. Could you please provide more color? What was the size of the tariff increase? Then my second question is regarding your 5G CapEx. So you mentioned that you've already implemented CapEx related to 5G technology. So whenever the 5G auction is done, shall we expect increase in CapEx related to 5G, or because you've already invested in the technology, there shouldn't be any huge increases in that regard? And finally, on the concession renewal agreement, could you please provide any more color in terms of the timing, or what is the current stage of the discussions or the process? There were also some discussions about creating potentially some infrastructure company that would take over those assets. So I just want to understand what's your view on that, and what do you think we can expect? Thank you very much.
Teşekkür ederim. Öncelikle geniş bant için 17 Mart itibariyle geçerli olacak %16'lık bir artışı piyasaya duyurduğumuzu net şekilde ifade etmiş olayım. Aslında bu konu son derece net.
Thank you very much for your question. For the fixed broadband side, we have had 16% price increase. We have announced it to the market and it is going to be valid as of 17th of March.
Yine hazır söz almışken concessionla ilgili birkaç bilgi güncellemesi yapayım müsaadenizle.
Also allow me to answer your question related to the concession.
İmtiyazla ilgili süreç, imtiyazın uzatılmasıyla ilgili süreç son hızla devam ediyor. Bildiğiniz gibi imtiyazın yine şu an olduğu gibi 25 yıl süreyle ve şirketin operasyonel ve finansal sürdürülebilirliğine halel getirmeyecek şekilde ve şirketin hem küçük büyük yatırımcılarına hem de hissedarlarına aynı zamanda ülkeye olan yatırımın sürdürülebilir şekilde fayda sağlayacak bir denklemde uzatılmasına ilişkin bir takibimiz bulunmakta.
I mean, related to concession, you know, our efforts continues at its full speed. I can say that all the efforts and work related to that. We expect the concession to be renewed for 25 years in a way which will not be detrimental to the financials and operationals of the company, and which will also serve positively to the investors, to the country, to the shareholders of our company.
Daha cuma günü yine son derece üst düzey bir toplantıda uzatımın süresi yaklaşık olarak maliyeti ve aynı şekilde imtiyazın şartlarıyla ilgili bir toplantının ben de bir parçası olarak toplantıda bulundum. Dolayısıyla en üst derecede karar vericiler nezdinde artık konuyu sonuçlandırmak üzereyiz. Bu konuda herhangi bir şüphemiz ya da bir tedirginliğimiz yok. Artık beklemedeyiz diyebiliriz.
Just last week, Friday, on Friday, there was a very high-level meeting, which I also was a participant to, in which we have discussed the duration, the cost, and the conditions of the concession extension. So this is definitely a very top-level issue right now. We are waiting for it to be finalized. There is no hesitation on that regard on our side.
Aslında konuştuğumuz şey sadece imtiyaz değil. Türkiye'deki altyapı sahiplik meselesinin ve Türk Telekom için asimetrik uygulanan bu altyapıların sahipliği konusunda diğer işletmecilerin bundan uzak tutulması ile ilgili konuyu da bu imtiyaz görüşmeleri sürecinde gündeme getirdik.
And actually the issue here is not only about the concession but also about the ownership of the infrastructure here. There is also some asymmetrical implementations and executions in this sector. Some other operators are excluded from the conditions that they are subject to. So we are also relaying all this information to the high level.
Bilindiği üzere Türk Telekom'un sahip olduğu altyapı ve sistemler imtiyazın süresiyle sınırlı. Biz belki bu imtiyazı bir 25 yıl daha uzatarak hayatımıza devam edeceğiz ama Türk Telekom dışındaki işletmecilerin bütün varlıklarının şu an tıpkı Türk Telekom'un altyapı varlıkları ve mobildeki lisansa ait varlıklar gibi diğer işletmecilerin de altyapılarının lisans sürelerinin sonunda devlete iade edilmesiyle ilgili yasal düzenlemenin yapılması konusundaki fikrimizi büyük ölçüde biz kendi adımıza öyle düşünüyoruz. Karar vericilere geçirmiş durumdayız. Onlar da bu konunun önemini anlamış durumdalar diye düşünüyoruz.
As is known, you know, the infrastructure that we operate under Türk Telekom, the duration, the ownership of it is only limited to the duration of the concession. Once we extend the concession for 25 more years, of course the operating right of all these assets will be also extended. But for the other operators, all other ISPs, they take the assets under their company as theirs. We are actually relaying a suggestion as a legal regulation, like all the other ISPs should also consider all their mobile and fixed assets, infrastructure assets, to be returned to the government at the end of their license period.
Dolayısıyla özet olarak şunu söyleyebiliriz. Türk Telekom'un imtiyazının bir bu kadar daha uzatılması ile ilgili sürecin sonlanmasına çok yakınız. Bununla birlikte uzun süredir, uzun yıllardır savunduğumuz diğer işletmecilerin altyapılarının devlete ait olması tıpkı Türk Telekom olduğu gibi konusunda da olumlu adımlar beklediğimiz bir döneme girdiğimizi düşünüyoruz.
Mm-hmm. All in all, you know, we are at the final process of extending and renewing this fixed concession of Türk Telekom. We are very close to finalizing it. And the other subject, I mean, this is a subject that we have been defending for years, related to the ownership structure of all the assets valid for all the operators. So we want to be subject to the same conditions within the market.
In terms of the level of the 5G related capex, I mean, let me start by saying that our current year guidance include most of the at least the infrastructure and IT related items, and also it also, you know, at the same time excludes any license fee payment that will come from the 5G tender. Another thing is, I mean, we have some idea of what it is in terms of the frequencies that will become available to us, or you know, the coverage potential coverage obligations going forward. But if and also the timing of the tender and the start of the service. So if there are any changes in that area, so obviously we may have some tuning in the way we will spend 5G related money in our capex, and also there will be multi-year rollouts to come in the coming years on top of what we will spend this year, but I think it will be in line to what we normally spend to increase the capacity and add new emission points to our network. So this is where we are in terms of capex requirements with 5G.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate all the color. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Demirtas Kemal with Ata Invest. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the presentation and congratulations again for good results. My question is about the dividend side. I know that you are in a very, you know, critical period now with some big investments, and you know, I wish the best for you. But do you have any plan of distributing dividends from 2024's earnings? Thank you.
Teşekkür ederim soru için. 2024 yılı karından yapılacak temettü ödemesi konusunda yönetim kurulu tarafından genel kurula teklif edilmek üzere alınmış henüz bir karar yok.
Thank you very much for your question. There is no decision taken by the Board of Directors to propose to the General Assembly regarding the dividend payment to be made from the 2024 profit.
Tahmin edileceği üzere bu yıl yaklaşan bir 5G ihalesi var. Sadece ihalenin bedeli değil, aynı zamanda rollout'la ilgili bir maliyet unsuru var. Ve aynı zamanda sabit hatın, biraz evvel konuştuk, imtiyazın uzatılması ile ilgili bir süreçte yine likidite ve yatırım ihtiyacına denk düşürecek, bazı konuları gündemimize getirecek.
As can be guessed, there will also be liquidity and investment needs for the upcoming 5G tender and its rollout on top of the fixed line concession renewal process this year.
Elbette nihai karar ana hissedarımız tarafından belirlenecek. Bununla birlikte bu temettü kararı oluşturulurken şirketimizin önümüzdeki dönem borç geri ödeme profili, nakit ve yatırım ihtiyacı, imtiyazın uzatılması, 5G ihalesi ve rollout meselelerinin de ön planda olacağını söyleyebiliriz.
Of course, the final decision will be made by our main shareholder. However, when taking that dividend decision, our company's debt repayment profile for the upcoming period, cash and investment needs, particularly the 5G tender and its rollout needs, and also fixed line concession renewal will also be taken into consideration, just like as it happened in previous years.
Thank you, Ümit Bey.
The next question comes from the line of Nagi Nora with Erste Group Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the presentation. Only one question from my side, please. Could you please share the amount of the one-off adjustment related to the calculation of amortization expenses in Q4? Thank you.
We would expect a 35% deviation if we didn't have the adjustment.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the conference over to Türk Telekom Management for any closing comments. Thank you.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. We hope to see you next time. Have a good day. Bye-bye.